Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. Just type my name there. It's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Anthony, Token Squid Prize. This guy rides his motorcycle all over the country to honor and support immediate family members of those killed in the military and has logged 125,000 miles in the last 5.5 years. His BizHap is about that time when he rode 18,000 miles in 2 months. Anthony, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me. Incidentally, since I sent you the email and told you about me, I've ridden about 4,000 miles since then. So we're up to about 129,000 miles.
That's awesome.
Anyway, the story we want to talk about comes from a couple of years ago when I was riding motorcycle around the country, which I do to honor and support the immediate family members of people killed in the military. We go take care of those families. Anyway, I was doing this one really long ride where I actually averaged 307 miles a day, 7 days a week for 8 straight weeks, almost 18,000 miles by the time it was done. And I was about halfway through this thing and it was hot. It was at the end of July and I got an email. I check into the cheap hotel, the roach ridden motel every night. And I checked in and I checked my email and I got an email from a woman who said, "You need to come and meet my best friend. She's a gold star mom." And I wrote her back and I said, "Well, set it up. I'm going to meet these two other families anyway. So you can come there and we're all going to have lunch together. We're all going to meet and we're going to remember and we're going to pay attention to the fallen heroes." And they got all set up and we met at that restaurant. 2 days later, we met at the restaurant. It was lunchtime. And we all met and nobody knew anybody else. So there was a lot of this small talk that happens when you get a bunch of people that don't know each other. Like, "How are your beans?" Or, "I wish I would have ordered the onion rings," you know, that kind of weird stuff. Anyway, we're about halfway through this luncheon when the gold star mom stops and just goes kind of silent for about 10 or 15 seconds. And then she looks at me and says, "I just don't understand why my son would take his own life." And I put my hand on top of hers right away and I looked her right in the face. I said, "He didn't take his own life. That was a sniper's bullet from 7,000 miles away." And immediately she just started crying. And that's kind of a powerful thing to say to somebody who, and I don't know if you've had any experience burying a sibling or somebody in your family or something like that, but it's an extraordinarily powerful thing to deal with somebody's memory. And yeah, under those circumstances, it was even more so. But anyway, And after a couple of minutes, we just went back to, "Oh, I should have got onion rings," or "How are your beans?" or whatever. Anyway, about an hour and a half later, we're all done with the visit. And we're hugging each other goodbye. And, "Hey, how you doing? See you later." And I swing my leg over the motorcycle and down the road I go. And I go to the next town and the next Gold Star family and the next town and the next Gold Star family. Now, you got to remember, I'm doing this all over the country. I'm riding all over. There's a map right over here.
That's right pretty here. Awesome.
This is where I've been for the last 5 years.
That's like everywhere.
Yeah. I was telling my wife just last week, I said, "You know, there isn't any place in the country that I haven't been within 200 miles of in the last 5 years, all on a motorcycle." And pretty sure that's true. Yeah. There's just no place I haven't been within 200 miles of in the whole country.
Anthony, that's pretty awesome. I want to be like you.
Anyway, we 5 days later, I'm 2,000 miles down the road, another roach motel, check in, I go to check my email like I always do. And that best friend of that mom, that gold star mom, that best friend wrote me an email. A very short, 2 sentences, I think it was. It just simply said, "Your visit here was the greatest thing could have ever happened." Because later that day, she went home and tore up her own suicide note. You know, we all have challenges. We all get to But at the end of the day, we're here to help each other. You're here to help me. I'm here to help you. And it goes across the board. That's the only thing that matters, is that we're here to help each other.
Yeah.
And that was 5 years ago. And I got a text message from that woman 3 weeks ago. She's still alive and kicking, and she's doing her best to enjoy her life. And she's finding ways to cope with those things that she wasn't sure she knew how to cope with before. So that's what we do. Incidentally, that story is written in this book, because believe it or not, even after all those miles I ride and all that stuff that I do, I still found time to write a book. So there's a lot of different stories about gold stars in here, a lot of different stories about motorcycle breakdowns. Some of those are hilarious. Some of those are amazing, because as I shared with you before we started recording, I was cruising down the road at 70 miles an hour on my motorcycle when all I saw was the deer's rib cage hit the headlight.
Ew.
Totaled the motorcycle. It was late at night. It was dark. I couldn't see anything. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't even have to be a biker to understand that if you hit a deer at 70 miles an hour, you're not supposed to live through that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason why you're still here. And that story of the Gold Star Mom is like one of the most powerful and amazing stories that I've heard in this show. I think
Thank you. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to share it with you. Believe it or not, I've got stories like that from just about all 48 of the lower states, which I've now visited at least 4 times each. But I got stories like that from Pennsylvania, from New York, from Utah, from Bellingham, Washington. Bellingham, Washington, incidentally, is on the Pacific Northwest, about 10 miles from Canada, way up in that corner. I've got stories from Key West, Florida, and Miami. I've got...
That's awesome. I'd love for you to come back and tell me more stories. But for this one, thank you so much for sharing it. Everybody has challenges, as you mentioned. Nobody can do everything by themselves. Like, we're not alone. We're here to help each other out.
Right.
And that's the best way to move forward. And also, you never know when you're... Even just with one simple sentence, you're helping out someone else and to pull out from it, wherever they are.
It's only a single word.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing this.
The wonderful part of this is you never know what that word will be. So you have to be open and willing to share whatever you think is the thing to share at the moment, because you don't know what the other person is going through. You don't know. Oftentimes you do, because they say, hey, this is what I need help with. Sometimes you don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't know that woman was suicidal at the time that we met.
Yeah.
And I like to think that she's not suicidal anymore. And, you know, that's my hope.
Hopefully not. Well, yeah. it's a good thing that you heard from her 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that story and a bunch of other stories are available in the book, Yours Very Sincerely and Respectfully, which is available at the website goldstarride.org.
Amazing.
It's right here.
I will go and get that book right now. So thank you. Thank you so much to Anthony Price, for coming in and sharing his story about that time. Squid. I'm sorry?
You can refer to me as Token Squid.
Token Squid. Perfect. So thanks so much to our guest, Token Squid, for coming in and sharing his story about that time when he rode an 18,000 miles in 2 months and saved a life. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.